The Edge. Okay, guys, welcome back to The Edge, new and improved podcast, The Edge. We go about the paranormal things. You know how it is. Let me find my notes here, guys. But today we're going to talk about, if you're new to The Edge, I guess I should explain. We go over paranormal actions, I guess I should say. Unexplained phenomenon, I suppose. In today's episode, you're in for a treat, guys. Today's episode, we're going to talk about ghosts, haunted scary houses. We're going to talk about all kinds of, like, premonitions, encounters with these things that my family's had. And it's gonna be a creepy one today. So let's jump right into this, guys. All right, guys. Let's get right into this. So let's talk about ghosts. So basically, what is a ghost? Of course, we all want to know that. What is a ghost? What makes them tick? What's the whole deal with ghosts, man? Well, here, let me pull up these notes here. I got these notes here. All right, so basically, a ghost basically is pretty much, well, it's a spirit, basically. It's a trapped spirit in limbo, basically, where they're just sort of here. They can't pass on to the next journey of their life. They can't. No matter what you believe in, what religion you are, every religion sort of has their own spin on ghosts and ghouls and spirits, whatever you want to call them. I personally believe that ghosts do exist, I'm sure. I'm sure that there are ghosts out there all around us all the time. You know, you're like, okay, well, my house has been haunted. Sure, maybe not your house, but your place of work, your place of school. What about the Walmart you just went to? I'm sure there's like 10 ghosts right there, probably buying like ghost zucchini or lettuce or something. We don't know how that works. There could be ghosts all around us all the time, constantly. I'm sure there are, but I guess it's up to interpretation. But all I gotta say is I do think that they are out there, whether you call them ghosts, spirits, ghouls, whatever you want to call them. But and then it begs the question, what does a ghost look like? Well, I guess you could say, I guess we're not really sure even if anyone's ever saw a ghost, but I don't think I've ever seen a ghost. But I know family members who claim to have seen ghosts. They claim to seem like these shadowy figures that I guess you could call ghosts. You know, just big shadows, you know, that cast like a shadow on the wall, but there's no one there. I mean, there's no one there and there's still a shadow cast on the wall. It makes you wonder, okay, well, probably a ghost then. Some sort of spiritual being from another world, otherworldly spiritual being. Others think of them as, you know, those white, you know, white things with, like, you know, no body, just like an oval shape. I don't really know where that whole thing came from. Let's look that up, actually. Where did the common design of a ghost come from? All right, so let's see what we got here. Who invented the bedsheet ghost? It is simply a Halloween costume which made many decorators and even the old support, but the bedsheet ghost basic interior hides a richer cultural history. Okay, I see. What is the spooky real life? Origin of screams? No. The Star Wars ones? No. Things you didn't know about Ghost Whisperer? No. Well, basically, here's something interesting I found here. So it says here, I'm quoting Wikipedia, so not the best quote, but it says here, and I quote on Wikipedia, ghosts contains the old English word of ghast from protetic Germanic gisatine, It is a common to West grammatication, but lacking in North grammatic and East grammatic. Equivalent of the word Gothic is Amar, old nose has an Urafa. The pair, oh, I just like said like a chant here. That probably not great. Basically, it's a German word, which I mean makes sense. Germans have a lot of folklore and crazy stuff like that, so I'm sure they were probably one of the first people to coin the word ghost. But basically, a ghost. I mean, ghosts look like anything, basically. Anything can be a ghost, I guess. I suppose. I mean, we don't know that can't. I mean, if you look online here, if you just look up ghost, you see like five different things in the first thing. You see, the common ghosts, the ghouly ones that look like they're skeletons. You see the nice looking one. For some reason, there's a picture of a bear. I don't know. And yeah, there's quite a. Oh, and they also show up in like light anomalies on your camera and dots and stuff. And we actually have caught a couple of those. My family personally, we've just been taking pictures, and all of a sudden we'll go back and look. Hey, there's a streak of light, or there's a light anomaly that can't be explained. There were no insects around. There's no dust or dirt. I've actually caught one of the strange light anomalies on my trail camera in my backyard. If you don't know, my backyard's haunted. Go watch episode one of this podcast if you don't know that. But basically, I have caught a light anomaly on my trail camera before, and this thing was it was like it had no shape, and then all of a sudden it had a shape, and then it didn't. It was like a 2 second span. And you had to slow it down in this app, and then this app you had to slow it down, and it was like a 2 second span of like a light, but it was like a pure white light, and it was during the day, which was really weird. It wasn't at night, so it was a light, pure white light during the day. And yeah, I never seen anything like that. It really expanded my beliefs on these sort of things. Small things like that do. They tend to expand your belief. And that's another thing, believing in ghosts. I mean, let's see here, guys. Let's see how many people actually do believe in ghosts. Let's see. What is the belief rate of ghost? I guess I should reword that. How many people believe how many people believe in ghosts? Let's see. All right, guys. So it says right here that about 45% out of 1,000 people, about 45% think that ghosts do exist and that there are otherworldly beings out there, and that ghosts are a real thing. About 45% of 1,000 people. So if we do quick calculations here, so let's see, 45. Okay, 45% of 1,000. So let's get our calculator out because no one learned how to do math. Come on, I went to public school. I don't know. Why do I have 1,000 tabs open? I don't know how to do math. Obviously, I went to public school. I'm just kidding, but not really though. But anyways, let's go to the calculator here. So 45% of 1,000. Let's see. Let's put in 1,000. And what's 45% of that, guys? Let's see. 45%. 45%. No, I guess I should have put 45. Oh, I know. That's right. You got to do 1,000 minus 45%. Equals, okay, so 550 people believed in ghosts out of 1,000 people. So let's say, okay, 550. Okay, so let's do this. So we would have to do 1,000 times, let's do like 7,000. It's like 7 million. Okay, plus, hey, buddy. And plus, I guess another 7 million. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, all right, so that. Okay, so percent 45 minus 45% equals. Okay, so about 4 million people in the US, roughly around 4 million people in the US believe in ghosts. So we do 40, we okay, so and so about 45 that 45 million people in the US roughly believe in ghosts. So that means, like, odds are one of your neighbors on your block, on your entire block, about one to two of your neighbors believe in ghosts. So it doesn't seem so crazy that ghosts are real. Because if these many people believe in something, I really don't see any pretenses why it couldn't be false. I mean, you should at least do some more investigating in it, investigational things, but I think that's just astonishing. I mean, two out of every people on the block believe out of a believe ghosts exist. I think that's great, because I definitely believe ghosts exist. I mean, there's just so many things that point to evidence. And I guess you could say, okay, well, that evidence could be fabricated or faked or exaggerated, But I mean, it's possible. I'm sure it does. I'm sure there's people out there that exaggerate that stuff for, fame. But I'm sure there's other people out there. I'm sure there's other people out there who actually catch stuff on like camera, where it's like, okay, this happened for real. This was an actual thing. It actually happened. And if any of you have any of those stories, please do feel free to email me. My description is going to be in the description of the podcast. Email me at my business email. Email me your story and like a video of you telling your story, audio or something like that. And I will definitely include it in the podcast. I will definitely include it in an episode. I'll wait till I have enough people. I'll gather all those up and I'll make an episode out of it. And I'll shout you out and everything. But anyways, that's besides the point. To sum up, to recap what I've just explained, two out of every people on the block believe in ghosts, right? Ghosts have many different forms, and I've had personal experience with ghosts. So I think that's a lot of evidence pointing to how ghosts are more than likely real. And whatever you want to believe, whatever your beliefs are, I just ask you to have an open mind about things, Don't shut your mind out. You gotta sort of have a clear and blank mind for these sort of things to really appear and actually work and stuff like that. So, anyways, that's all I'm saying, guys, is you just have an open mind. So that's the end of that section. So, end of segment. All right, guys, what I got next up for you, this next segment here is haunted and scary houses. Oh boy, man, could I go on forever about this? So a little tidbit of information before we get started here. Me and my family have moved around a lot. Talking probably about like 12 different houses of all of my life. I'm 14. Oh, I'm actually 15. Sorry, it's a slip up there. I'll be 16 here soon. But anyways, that's besides the point. The point is we've moved around a lot, and I'm gonna say about 50% of our houses that we stayed in have been haunted for sure. And we don't necessarily like, we're not picking them that way to say, hey, let's get a haunted house. You know what I mean? That's not the thing. That's not the case. It just sort of happened to happen. It's some crazy stuff. So let's take you to the first house I can remember being haunted. So we were living in Florida, and it was our second house in Florida. And it's not like I experienced anything, but my family sure did. Oh yeah, they really, really did. My mom, one night, she or one morning, it was morning time, and she was in the garage, and she thought that she heard something, so she looked up, and it looked like maybe one of my other family members, one of my sisters or maybe my dad or something, was standing right there, you know, in the hallway, like a shadow in the hallway. Well, turns out no one was there. It was literally a shadow figure in the hallway, and she swears to this day that it actually happened. It was an actual ghost, and I have no reason not to believe her. I believe that it actually was a real ghost. It had to have been. I mean, nothing else really makes sense in that situation. And so that's so that there's the shadow figure part. There's those are probably ghosts, spirits, whatever you want to call them. Those are ghostly ghouls and stuff like that. But anyways, so we got that. But we also got a couple. This was a couple years later. We moved again, and we were staying in this one house, and it had like a weird door where it always like it was a side door, but it never really latched correctly. It would always swing open and everything like that. And we would always be like, you know, kind of creeped out in the house. It just sort of had a creepy feel. Well, me, it had kind of a nice feel, I guess, but sort of had a feel for these situations. But everyone else thought it kind of had a creepy feel to it. Well, a couple months into living there, my sister had a ghostly experience. This is my older sister. She claims that her charger flew, was pulled, like not just an electrical shock, there was no ash, so it wasn't like a shock and it shocked it out. Her charger was pulled out of the wall and flew, it flew, it was thrown across the room. And that was just the first thing that happened. And that's pretty scary, and it scared her, and it's sort of put us all on edge. Started thinking, okay, well, maybe this isn't the best house. So nothing really happened for a couple of months, so you still feel that weird feeling. But then my other sister and her boyfriend at the time, they were leaving the house, and my mom asked them to turn off the lights upstairs. So they turned off the lights. They were upstairs. They turned off the lights. They came down the stairs. And they're just about to leave, going out the front door, and lo and behold, the lights all of a sudden on. They're on upstairs. All the lights that we just turned off, they're on upstairs. And no one else was in the house. Everyone else was gone. So everyone else was gone. It was just them. And the lights came back on, and that was the second creepy thing that happened in the house. And then third creepy thing, I'm not gonna name anyone in case they're listening to this, but let's just say someone brought an Ouija board into the house. And that really got things stirred up. I mean, after that, it wasn't really hers. She didn't own it, but she brought it in. And after that, everything just sorta it went crazy. I mean, personally wise and the environment in the house, it really got bad and thick, and so we moved out of there because we were like, no, there's no way. We're not staying in this house. And so we move out of there, and it's a couple houses later, and it's like a townhouse. It's a white little townhouse. I'm not gonna name any streets, obviously, but it's a white little townhouse, center of town, sort of off, a little busy area. And, well, a couple of months into the house, you know, I would never really, I would really, I never wanted to sleep alone in that house. I couldn't tell you why. I just hated sleeping alone in the house. I hated the feeling you got. I hated the vibe of that house. I did not like it. So I would never sleep alone. I would always sleep on the couches, like on the weekends. Like it was like a fun little thing to do and stay up and sleep on the couch. I would stay up real late night watching TV and stuff like that. So I had my own little space. Well, I was doing that one night and I fell asleep, and all of a sudden, it's a couple of hours into me sleeping, all of a sudden I feel two big pair of hands just reach around me and squeeze me so much to not where it was sort of like it didn't. I don't know if it wanted to do any harm, you know. I don't know if that was the case, but it squeezed me to a point where I woke up and it was squeezing me, and there was nothing around. I could clearly see around me. There was nothing around me. I just was so stunned I couldn't move, and then it stopped. And I could breathe again, and I could get up, and I was looking around. I was like, whoa, that did it for me. That was my first personal paranormal experience that I never looked at that house the same way before. I never looked at it after the way I did before, because that was a crazy experience. And then later that year, I was in the hospital for 5 days because I developed scarlet fever and a bowel blockage, and I was in the hospital for 5 days. 5 days. I've never been in the hospital that long, and I've never been in the hospital that long since. It was really bad. It was horrible. I was pretty close to dying, honestly. I mean, I'm not saying I was super close to dying, but I'm saying if it went untreated for much longer, it would be a whole different story today. Let me just put it that way. And so that's the thing. I really do think if you have a haunted house, if your house is the one that's haunted, I think it can affect the environment around you. I seriously do. And I think that that was an effect of the environment. After I had that experience, I think it wanted us out of that house, I believe. And another thing, in that house, my mother got really sick. She came down with an illness, and she got really sick. But she got over it. But it happened still. And then it would always at night, in my mother's bedroom, there would always be. It was the biggest bedroom in the house, his master bedroom. There would be a problem where they would go to sleep, and then all of a sudden you're woken up just by a feeling you're woken up. And the sheets that were on you were completely pulled off of the bed. I mean, it's like something picked up the sheets, pulled them down, yanked them down, like when you're making a bed, and they just left them that way and yanked them down. And then you'd pull the sheets back up, go to sleep, wave it off, and then it would happen again. And it kept happening night after night. It kept poltergeist activity like this. It was really, that was, thinking back to that, that's probably the most haunted house we've ever stayed in. And I believe it might have been an Indian burial ground situation, because when they broke around there, everything was going smooth. And then they were adding, when I was living there, they were adding construction. This was like, oh boy, a long time ago. This was a long time ago, let's say, many, many years ago. When I was living there, they were starting construction. They had this big pile of dirt, big pile of rocks, because they were going to build more. And they just never built. They just stopped building, and they tried to sell, and they couldn't sell. And it just, the land just sits there now, and it's still there. That big hill of dirt is still there. There's grass and stuff on it now, but it's still there when you drive by it there today. And I think that's definitely proof of a paranormal, of a ghost. One of our most recent houses, as a matter of fact, the house before this one that we stayed in, it was only like I don't even know if it's been a year since we moved out of that house. But that house, I never really felt any hauntings there. I never really, yeah, I didn't really, I didn't feel threatened. I didn't feel a vibe. I don't really have a vibe for those things, but I did see something once. I actually saw, what I saw was a little boy It was in my bedroom. It was one of the first nights we were staying there. Could just be my imagination, but I'm going to tell you what I saw, and you think, and you determine. I saw a little boy, just sitting on the ground, eating something, just eating. I don't know what it was. I don't understand. I don't know what he was eating, the food, flesh, I don't know. But he was just eating something in the corner right there in my room. And I was looking at him, I was like, whoa, you're hallucinating, you're having a bad dream, oh my goodness, what is this? And all of a sudden it turns and it looks at me straight in the eyes, dead in the eyes. It looks at me and sort of turns its head a little bit. And these suckers are glowing red eyes. Soulless, just looking at you, pure evil, looking me straight in the eyes. I can still see it to this day. And when I tell you guys, I ran out of there faster than anything you could ever think. I ran out of there faster than Usain Bolt, okay? I broke the sound barrier running out of that room. I ran out of the room, I ran to the living room, and I started praying. I started saying the Our Father, making the cross and the rosary and everything like that. And I got a drink of water, and I was like, I tried to sleep out on the couch, but I'm like, I have to go back to my bed. And I went back to bed, and I never really saw it ever again. I never really thought about that again. I just sort of suppressed it in my memory because I was like, well, I don't know if I tell people this, they might think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I know what I saw that night. I don't know what it was I saw, but I know that I saw something. I know exactly what it looked like and what it did, how it behaved and acted. So I guess that's up into interpretation with you guys. But yeah, I'm gonna say that's pretty much it for the haunted houses here. I mean, it's before I get into the next segment, there is a there's a house down by my grandmother's house, and it's got like this weird painting on it, and it's sort of sacrilegious, sort of Satanist sort of painting. It's got an upside down cross on it, so I don't know if you know anything about religion, but that's like sort of a, like not a good thing when it comes to Christianity, which I happen to be, but I'm not here to get into religion and politics. All I'm saying is it had some sort of spray paint on it. And apparently, that house, my sister used to live down there. Apparently, that house is supposedly said to have had many families in the past where it's where they've practiced, dark arts and dark things in that house. And I don't know though. I think it's crazy how you can just come across these houses where you really don't know nothing about it, but it really tells a story from the outside. It does, and it's crazy to think of how many houses have you drove by where it's been the site of a tragedy or some ghosts are there or some sort of spirit is haunting it. I mean, you don't know. You never know these things. You really don't. So, anyways, well, that's about it for this segment, guys. So, let me know. Shoot me an email. Let me know about your haunted houses and your personal experiences. All right, guys, for this last segment here, I did actually want to talk about this. This shows how commonplace haunted things are and scary stuff is with coming to ghosts and spirits and stuff. My friend, I don't know if he wants to be named on here, so I won't name him. But my friend, he lives in a housing development. And it sat actually on a Civil War burial ground, and they didn't know that when they moved in. Obviously, they were told that after they moved in, obviously. But it's the housing development sat on a Civil War burial ground. The reason they know it sat on a Civil War burial ground is because when they were digging up the ground for housing development, they had to stop because of like so much rain, so much flooding in the area. And the day it rained and flooded, all of the bodies of the Civil War people, they were all floating up, and they were floating down the street in this stream of flood and water. because they really weren't buried properly, and they weren't really marked graves at all. They were like little markers for the graves, and so that really shows that's disrespect to the dead bodies. That's you're gonna get some bad spirits there. So, anyways, that there was a that was that, and so they're living here for quite a while, and everything's looking normal. He has a lot of cats, and sometimes his cats, will look up at the wall and stuff like that. And I think cats can really sense. Cats and dogs and animals in general can really sense a. They have like a sixth sense for these sort of things. They can really sense the, the spirits and whatnot. I think they can see more than we can in multiple different ways. But they never really have any poltergeist activity or any activity at all, really. And I've slept over there many times, and it's I never really had any scary feelings. I was gonna have a calming feeling there. It's not really scary, but a couple months ago, they had a conversation with one of the previous owners. It's actually one of the relatives. They had a conversation, and lo and behold, in their backyard, in the corner, is actually a Civil War grave marker. And there's actually a Civil War grave in their backyard. I just think that is totally insane. That's totally crazy to think about how commonplace this type of stuff is nowadays. Because, I mean, it's not a pristine housing development, but it's a really good neighborhood. It's a good development. There's a lot of houses around, and just in this backyard, there's this Civil War grave site, and it's crazy to think of how insane that sounds. Or so you got a graveyard in your backyard, like in your backyard, not like, oh, right there on the other side of the fence. No, it's inside the fence. It's right there. I mean, that's insane. That's crazy. I never heard anything like that. But it really is. It's some crazy stuff. And now I never really have any paranormal experiences there. I don't know about the previous owners, but I never really had any personal paranormal experiences there. But yeah, that's really is some scary stuff. It really is. It's some scary stuff. And as I end the podcast here, I just wanted to say, remember, if you have any sort of ghost story or any sort of paranormal story at all, please send me a voice message. There's the voice message link will be in the link in the description. Or please send me a message through my business email, and that's also in the description. And if you could share this podcast with anyone, really, it helps me. If you get it out there more, it really helps the word get out there about, this paranormal stuff. And hey, send me a message, and you'll be, I'll make an episode with all kinds of messages. I don't have enough yet, so keep sending them in. And yeah, that's about it. So see you guys next week. Remember, I'm doing these podcasts every week. Have fun, stay vigilant, and just keep an open mind about things. All right, I see you.